Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. We focused last week on the power of nature, and the theme this week has been how to nurture our growing kids. On Monday, we focused on the elementary school learner and nurturing the mind. Tuesday, we turned to kids in middle school with focusing on social connections. Wednesday, we looked at the high school learner and nurturing an inner sense of self. Thursday, we dove into the experience of the highly sensitive student and nurturing their sense of spirit. Today is Friday, and we're finishing with the whole family. One of the best ways to improve family harmony is to incorporate playful parenting into our daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly routine. At some point, I want to visit with you about the power of ritual, but right now, let's zero in on a little ingredient called dopamine. We've heard other quotes this week by Dr. Daniel Siegel, author of the book, The Whole Brain Child, 12 Revolutionary Strategies to Nurture Your Child's Developing Mind, Survive Everyday Parenting Struggles, and Help Your Family Thrive. Dr. Siegel describes how the neurotransmitter dopamine is released with activities of novelty. As a side note, if you've seen any TV shows with extreme sports or extreme dating, you've witnessed the power of this drug to create connections. At any rate, every time we encounter something new and novel, this neurotransmitter releases what I call a dopamine dump, and it spurs us to new levels of learning and relating. We're actually wired to have fun and play together. But sometimes, with all the errands and obligations, and yes, the effort to achieve, fun really does become a bit of a four-letter word. The problem is, our family suffers if we save fun for an hour on the weekend or that 10-day vacation over summer break. It's like we need to practice this skill. And with all that's going on, that may not be easy. But having fun is a skill that can be strengthened, and we can get good at it. It may also help to know that surprise adventures and explorations as a family actually enhance the brain. We've heard that neurons that fire together wire together. Those neural connections that we share together create stronger bonds and nurture more trust, both in our immediate family and in our larger community. And there is nothing that helps kids more than to know that they are safe and supported. So the weekend is coming. How are you going to nurture fun in your family? It can be small and surprising. And that dopamine effect, it's absolutely free. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.